This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Just get engaged. Do something the right way. I mean that. You know, you get involved, you pay attention, and sometimes you're able to make a difference in somebody's life. Just a comment you might make. You know, where they sit there and go, oh my God, I really never really thought of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be a part of the solution. Got Dan Pillar going to join me in just a few minutes. Always appreciate his time. I mean, he is the tax man. I can give you a personal story. After personal story, we were targeted, me, the company, whatever, way back when they were looking to do everything they could to people who were getting the message out, and Dan saved my proverbial financial behind. And so I appreciate him very much. And he's done, and again, for others, I've gotten emails from some of you guys, you know, thank God for Dan. So if you really, really want to pay attention, if you really want information you don't want to be taken advantage of, if you would. You want to quote unquote pay your fair share. Then check out, you know, the tax man, Dan Pillar, right? TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. All right, you're looking at an overwhelming amount of Americans are disappointed with President Biden's handling of the U.S. economy. And that's a new poll released on Thursday. Now, it's an Associated Press poll, so it's not like it's a hardcore right-wing poll, right? It was conducted by the Associated Press and the Center for Public Affairs Research. They found that just 36% of Americans approve of Biden when it comes to the economy, lower than his overall approval rating of 42%. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why this is so polarizing. I'm not polarizing. So confusing. When you see people voting for more Democrats who fall in line with Joe Biden. Biden's economy numbers remain as low as they were 2 months ago. He's been pushing Bidenomics for, what, a couple of months now? Tell you how great it is. According to this poll, 55% of Democrats say that Biden should not run for president again, though 82% indicate that they would vote for him if nominated. So 55% say they don't want him to run again. And they have a lot of information about it, or a lot of reasons why, but they would vote for him if he was nominated. Which tells you, we become a country of Democrats and Republicans. We're not Americans anymore. The majority of. Now we vote for party. And George Washington and other founding fathers were petrified of this happening, even called it out as happening. Really. It's actually pretty sickening. It's too bad. The poll was conducted back in August, right? It was using a sample drawn from NRC's probability-based Amerispeak panel, which is designed to be representative of the U.S. population. Now, he's already been called out for his errors in his Bidenomics, you know, when he was boasting about where he was at and where the country was at economically. Not just by us, but also by the left. Now, the findings of that poll, they matched some results of a Monmouth University poll back in July. The poll found that back then that 62% of respondents didn't approve of Biden's handling of inflation, and only 30%, a little over 30%, approved of it. Now, inflation has remained stubborn here, and you know why that is. We've already talked about this a million times. You can't spend your way out of inflation. You can't spend your way into solvency. You hear me? Spend, solvency, look up the words. Biden and former President Donald Trump, two frontrunners for Democrat-Republican presidential primaries, they're largely unpopular. I mean, as one person said to me, which is true, it's a true thing to say, is this all we got? No, it's not all we got. I have a different perspective on where we're at and what needs to be done. I'd like Trump to win and come in as the hatchet man and have a VP that could be a cleanup person afterward. Right? I mean, seriously. Another poll last week found the United Kingdom's King Charles is more popular with Americans than either Trump or Biden. Well, that doesn't... Hello? Really? Like Americans have been sucked into the celebrity garbage? There are more Americans, mainstream Americans, know more about TV shows, more about celebrities than they do about the government, how the government operates. All of that. That's pretty sad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Story from my California friends. People are leaving California for Arkansas. That's right. You know, it's the new hot spot to move to. Part of that because of the Tennessee and Florida and other places, you know, real estate prices are spiking because Californians are moving there. You know, ask why people, well, why are people leaving blue states? When you ask them, you do surveys. You know, the mainstream answers or the majority of answers is a lot more freedom, lower cost of living, more friendly family lifestyles. They're tired of the lockdowns, tired of crime, tired of politicians who won't do anything about it. And they're starting to get smart, and they're moving. So, I'm your host. Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes with Dan Pilla. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I always tell you the same thing. And, you know, I had Brad Dacus on last night. We were talking about some of the issues going on, legal issues, some of the things going on with your kids in schools, and really how you really have to have, you know, I see all this stuff that flies by on the internet, that big bad interweb, and you got misinformation. And he was talking about some of the issues that he had to help parents out with because, again, all the misinformation running around on the internet. So if you guys really want to stay safe, you want to be able to do, you know, you want to be able to not get in trouble, whether it's with, you know, the schools, law enforcement, or the big bad IRS, you need to really get the help from the people who actually have a clue, and that's what I do. I bring on people that actually have a clue. Dan Pilla, the tax man, is on with me. He's on with me a couple times a month to help you through some of your tax issues. And some of you in California, anyway, are scrambling, which, Dan, I don't understand this. They're scrambling to get their taxes in for 22 because California got an extension. Right. And through November 13th, which I don't know, whatever. Just amazing. And now they've extended it a year. If you had any kind of business dealings or, you probably know better than I do in Israel, correct?
There's an extension there and then there's an extension for anybody that was involved in the Hawaii wildfire. The Hawaii wildfires is extended until next year. there's a number of extensions out there, Bill, for sure.
Growing up, I've never heard of so many extensions in my life. I mean, usually they're pretty hardcore about certain things, but I know in earthquakes they've given extensions, but they've never been almost a year or even 6 months or what have you, at least here in California.
Yeah, a year extension is unheard of. I've been in this business for over 40 years, and it's pretty common, Joe, to see the extensions in the cases of natural disaster, fire, flood, hurricane, that sort of thing. That's not unusual, but typically what you see is about a 3-month extension. You might remember back in March. It was late March of 2020 with the COVID thing. There were extensions that were granted till June 2020 to file tax returns for was it June or July? I think it was July that the extension was granted nationwide, all across the country. Everybody was granted an extension to get their 2019 return filed in the spring, summer of 2020. So that was the first time you saw widespread extensions for disasters.
Yeah, well, so you're telling me the IRS may have a heart after all. Not a big one, but... You like that, huh?
Well, yeah, that's cute, Joker.
Yeah, well, so it's funny. I've got a few phone calls from listeners who keep asking me, you guys, or I'll talk about a story, what have you, about the IRS going after small businesses. And it's not necessarily something they've just decided to do. They've been doing this for a while, but now they've got a little bit more money to make it happen. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah, it's absolutely a correct statement. Small business has always been a target of the IRS. I believe small business always will be a target of the IRS. They believe small businesses are cheating across the board on their tax returns, not so much by claiming bogus deductions, but more so by hiding income. Now, the IRS came out with its strategic operating plan last spring. I think it was May, let's just say May, it was released, and this was their plan on how they're going to spend the $80 billion. Of course, first thing that happened is Congress shortened up the leash on the $80 billion. They cut $20 billion off the top, but the IRS's plan was released before the $20 billion cut. So, the numbers still are based on an $80 billion infusion of revenue over the next 10 years. But bottom line is there's no question that a significant part of that plan is going after high income taxpayers and large corporations and large partnerships. But one of the five elements of the plan, Joe, is overall increased enforcement in all areas of taxpayer action and they say it's an increase based on levels. Well, the significance of that statement is that historically small businesses have always been subject to about 60% of the enforcement action that the IRS generates compared to the other 40% split among 14 other areas or categories of taxpayers. So if we got 15 classifications of taxpayers, large businesses, small businesses, wage earners, exempt organizations, so you see you got this broad breakdown, right? 60% of the enforcement activity is pointed against one segment of those taxpayers, and that's small businesses. So that's the historical background. So when they say there's not going to be an increase compared to historical standards, okay, fine. Well, historical standards have been that the overwhelming, that the majority of enforcement activity has been pointed in that direction anyway.
Wow. God bless. Yeah, you know, they obviously need money, you know, but again, it's just amazing that a lot of these small businesses, they make some minor mistakes, maybe. To your point, you've said it before. It's not so much that they're hiding income. Some of it's just you know, bad accounting, if you would. They're not really trying to screw the government. You said it was a very small percentage, didn't you?
Well, there's no question about it, Joe. Look, we've got a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that was changed more than 6,000 times just since 2001 alone, and that doesn't even include all the changes that occurred during 2020, 2021 with all the COVID laws that were passed, right, that had tax consequences to them. So small businesses face taxpayers in general, and small businesses in particular, face a monumental compliance mountain that they have to climb on an ongoing basis. For ordinary citizens, wage earners, you know, they're struggling with it once a year. But small businesses are dealing with it on at least a monthly basis, and sometimes more than that, depending on how often they have to make payroll and make the payroll tax deposits. And certainly every quarter they got to file the payroll tax returns. So compliance is a monumental task for businesses. There just isn't any question about that. And to the extent that there's failures to comply, there's just no doubt in my mind that those failures are attributable to honest mistakes and ignorance and inadvertence and so on. No, that's not to say there's tax cheaters. There aren't tax cheaters out there. I'm not naive, but the overwhelming majority of people will screw themselves into the ground to try to stay straight with the IRS. Nobody wants to get in trouble with the IRS. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, how can I pull something with the IRS?
How can I take a fight with the big boys? All right, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Got a lot of questions coming up for you here in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 80 more trucks with humanitarian aid are entering Gaza.
That brings the total to 650. Again, not enough.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. He said more than 400 American families have been able to escape the area so far. There could be about 500 to 600 left. In international airspace near Yemen, an American military drone has been downed. That the MQ-9 Reaper drone was targeted and shot down while operating in international airspace over waters that are also considered international territory. The Iranian-backed Houthis have asserted responsibility for the incident. The White House is taking note of substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of the election night cannot be overstated. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
That's horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
No comment. We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, Dan Pillar, as I call him, the tax man. Dan Pillar, I'm telling you, check out the website, writetaxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Not now. Wait till the show's over that you can head over there and check things out. But really, seriously, the best way not to get in trouble with the IRS is to know ahead of time what you should and or shouldn't be doing. All right, and the little gutches. It doesn't hurt to call somebody like Dan, you know, and he'll tell you how to get in touch with him soon, to say, hey, look, this is what I got going on. This is the overall thing going on in my business. Where are the gotchas? Because it's the stupid little things that nail you, not the big stuff, the little things that really will get you in trouble. And Dan Pilla, thanks for being with me. I love when you're on.
It's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, the small business stuff, again, like I said to you earlier, we talk about it off and on quite a bit. People are petrified. Some people have small businesses that you know help them make ends meet over the last couple of years, are worried about what the IRS is going to do or come after them. Now, when we were on break, there were a couple of things that went down. I was telling you about some of the questions that have been thrown my way, and let me throw some of these at you. So here in California, they gave extensions to people who lived in flood and fire areas. Some of those people were informed by the CPA that they didn't have to pay their taxes. They didn't have to do anything until the extension time, which was now, I think it's November 13th. Will they get penalized for that? And if they do, can they fall back on they got wrong information?
Well, the answer is no. When the IRS grants an administrative waiver like that, Joe, a waiver of the filing deadline, when they grant that administrative waiver and you file within the extended period, there are no penalties for failure to file or failure to pay. All right? Now, here's the problem with the failure to pay penalty. Failure to pay, the obligation to pay the income tax generally falls on April 15th, regardless of what the filing deadline is. So when the IRS issues a filing extension to disaster areas, they almost always issue payment extensions as well. So when you have both the administrative waiver for filing and payment, there is no penalty. It's called a delinquency penalty. There is no delinquency penalty as long as you file and pay within that extended period of time.
Okay. But I'm going to just throw the curveball at you, which is, what if they didn't extend the payment portion of it and your CPA said they did? You have said on several occasions, if you could prove you got wrong information from a professional, they might be a little more lenient.
Yeah, that is exactly right. When we're talking about penalties here, Joe, the penalties can be waived for reasonable cause. In other words, the penalties only apply when the taxpayer deliberately disregarded their responsibilities. All right, the phrase is willful negligence. And willful negligence has been defined by the courts as intentional disregard of a responsibility, intentional disregard, or willful indifference to one's duties. Now, when you, as a taxpayer, seek out professional counsel expressly for the purposes of determining what your responsibilities are in the compliance realm, and you in good faith get information from that tax professional and you rely on that information, that's not reckless indifference or deliberate disregard. It's the opposite. The very fact of you seeking counsel evidences a good faith intent to comply, an effort to comply. You've done the things a reasonable person would do. That is to say, you sought out guidance on what your responsibilities are and what the steps are that you have to follow to stay into compliance. And the fact that you got wrong advice doesn't indicate intentional disregard, willful indifference. And so that is one of the reasons why the IRS would cancel penalties. This applies to specific advice given by tax pros as long as the taxpayer provides all the accurate facts to the tax pro upon which to base the opinion. So if we're not talking about when to pay the tax, right, that's pretty simple. If we're talking about whether this particular transaction is treated for tax purposes this way or that way, and the tax pro sits down, looks at all your facts, all your circumstances, all your documents, gives a full explanation of the situation and tells you you should zig instead of zag, and it turns out that he's wrong, then you can get that penalty canceled as long as you can demonstrate that all accurate information necessary to make a decision, to give the advice, was provided to the tax pro.
Okay. See, and if he says it, people, it's what I consider to be gospel. So, all right. So one of the common things that I got and a couple of emails that I got were people were saying that they were having trouble, and again, you probably know more about this than I do, that when they went to make a payment plan, that it was trying to verify their ID, and it couldn't verify their ID. That they kept doing whatever, and they said, you know, sometimes they thought maybe it was an address, business as opposed to home, whatever the whole thing was. And some of them gave up and decided to send in a check with a note. I think I told you this. A couple of them said that they made a payment, you know, went on and just made the payment and then sent a note in with the taxes. All right, so give me all the trouble here that they've got themselves into.
Well, you know, hopefully they didn't get themselves into any trouble, but here's what the problem is. You know, first of all, the IRS has been having problems with their website, you know, for people getting in, for jumping through all the hoops they'd have to jump through to confirm their identity. And frankly, there's a way to go on the IRS website to just strictly make payments that's very simple, and that's through the direct pay function on its website. So you go to irs.gov, you click on the pay tab, and then there's an option for direct pay, and there's an option for credit card or debit card payments. All right, if you use the debit or credit card payments, they charge you 3.5% to 4% to do that, so I don't recommend doing that. But the direct pay option works like a debit card. It comes right out of your it's a direct debit right out of your bank account. They take the money out instantly, and you answer a number of questions about your identity based on a prior tax return, and as long as that identity is confirmed, it's really slick system, a really slick way of doing it. But I have talked with people that have had issues with that. If you're having problems, now let's talk about the two different scenarios here. Let's talk about an installment agreement scenario. I owe the IRS a bunch of money and I want to set up an installment agreement versus I just simply want to make a payment of my tax liability so that, you know, my obligation is satisfied. With respect to the installment agreement, it is a different function. You can't do that through direct pay to set that up. You got to set that up through the individual account system that they have, so that you got your own account set up online, and you got to go through the ID.me website to do that. And it's a lot of hoops to jump through. If you're having problems making that work, then all you do is get IRS form 9465. 9465. It's called an installment agreement request. You fill the form out. You send the form into the IRS. Include a check for your first payment. Send a cover letter with it that you're requesting this installment agreement of X dollars per month. You fill that. You put that right on the form. I can afford to pay X dollars per month. Send that to the address that's in the instructions. Use certified mail or U.S. priority mail with tracking. Send it into them and then make the payment every single month. Once that installment agreement is set up, that will set the wheels in motion to get that installment agreement set up. That is the best way to do it. It was the only way to do it up until they started this online stuff only just very recently, a couple of years ago. If you're having trouble making a payment through the direct pay system, don't just send the IRS a check with a note. All right. If you're making an estimated payment for 2023, then use IRS form 1040. ES 1040 Echo Sierra. That is a form that allows you to make an estimated tax payment. The problem with just sending the check to the IRS, Joe, is you don't know where they're going to put the money. It's not so much that they lose checks, it's that they misapply the payments. You send a check for 2023, they put it on 2020, right? You send a payment on your 2020 liability, they put it on 2023. So they're putting the money in different places other than where you tell them to. And the reason for that is because taxpayers don't clearly designate where that money's supposed to go. So if you're making an estimated payment, use the form 1040 ES and write directly on the check what tax year it's for. If you're making a payment, if you're sending in a check for an old tax year, let's say you're making your 2022 tax payment, use form 1040-V for Victor. 1040-V is a voucher form for that particular tax year that you want to make the payment on. And then directly on your payment device.
You got to pause. Be back in a minute. I'm writing this down. Anyway, we'll be back in a few with the tax expert, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. The Tax Man, Dan Pilla. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Dan, before we get rolling here and, you know, start rattling off like, you know, two happy Italian guys, go ahead and tell people how they can get a hold of you and get more information, more of the sage advice.
Sure. Go straight to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. And, Joel, if you purchase any one of my books at any price point, doesn't make any difference what book it is, doesn't make any difference what the cost is, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you read the book, you write your questions down, you set up your appointment, I know you're calling, you got 15 minutes, I'll walk you through all of your questions. So taxhelponline.com is where to go.
And at the speed that he talks and I talk, you know he can give you a lot of information in 15 minutes. Just pay attention. All right, so we were talking about the, again, how to really pay the IRS as opposed to, you know, checks as opposed to whatever, and you have to put the information on the check, tell them specifically. What if you tell them specifically what tax year that you're paying or what specifically you're paying, and they still don't apply it properly? Can you kind of push them to do it right?
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely it can. In fact, I was working with a client today that had exactly that very thing happen with about I don't know, $12,000 worth of payments that were made over the last couple of years. And the way we do it, Joe, is with the Taxpayer Advocate's Office. This is something that every citizen needs to know about. The IRS's Office of the Taxpayer Advocate. They function as a liaison between the IRS and the taxpayer. So when you've got a situation where you can't get resolution, where you're stuck in the mud somewhere, that Taxpayer Advocate's Office can intervene and get your logjam broken free so you can get your situation straightened out. They are the best place to help you get payments reapplied to the places they're supposed to go. The key, Joe, is an undesignated payment. The IRS can put it anywhere it wants to. A designated payment, they have to put it where the taxpayer designated. The question is, what is a designated payment? It's a payment that's made with a specific statement by the taxpayer that tells the IRS where to put the payment. Most people just send a check. What you have to do is send a check. On the check itself, the payment device itself, you write the tax year that it goes to, send a cover letter, and explain in the cover letter where the payment is supposed to go to. If you're making an estimated payment for the current year, include that form I talked about, the 1040-ES, and make sure that the 1040-ES is for the correct tax year. When you make that designation like that, they must put it where you tell them to, and you can get it fixed if they mess it up.
Okay, come on, I can do another what if for you. What if you're just one of those guys that tries to use a little common sense that says, I'm just going to send a check in. I'll just write it right there. Write them a little note. Say, you know, apply this to A, B, and C. And you send in the check. Have you created a massive headache for yourself? Or is it something that once they call you and tell you how stupid you've been, you can straighten out?
Well, as I said, you can straighten it out through the Taxpayer Advocate's Office.
Okay.
If you don't make a clear designation in writing, they can put it where they want. Now, here's the thing, Joe. If you don't have a delinquent tax liability, all right, let's say you've got a clean tax record, you don't owe the IRS a dime, you're filing your 2022 tax return, you're making your 2022 tax payment. There isn't any place for them to put it besides 2022. All right, but if you've got a delinquent tax liability, let's say you owe for the last 5 years, every year for the last 5 years, they're going to take that undesignated payment and put it to the oldest year first, and move upward until those liabilities are paid. So what that means is now you've got a delinquency for 2022, which you shouldn't have because you made your payment, which they apply to an old tax year. That's what was going on with my client that I'm dealing with right now. But we solve all of those problems with a very clear written designation.
Okay, so this one fella, he sent this in, he sent the check in, and on that, he said, this is my, you know, down payment for a payment plan. Want to pay this much a month. But he only wrote a note. He didn't put it in a form. When they send it, will they send him a letter that says, okay, we got your note? Will they even read the note, or will they just send him a letter and say, hey, you shorted us?
Well, in a situation like that, they probably will send a letter that says you shorted us, and that's going to be a notice CP-14, right? So it's a computer statement that says, you know, your tax liability is X, so far you paid in Y, and here's the difference, and you owe us that money. In response to that, you need to make a very specific request for an installment agreement. The best way to do that in writing, if you can't get online to set it up, and depends how much you owe. If you owe more than 50, you can't do it online anyway, more than 50 grand. But the best way to do it, short of doing it online, is with that form I mentioned earlier, form 9465. Send that back, and that starts the wheels in motion to get set up on that installment agreement.
All right, so this guy's listening now, and you need to go to Tax Help Online, buy the book, Don't Be Cheap, and give him a call, because this last, the last email is, he said when he went to do the payment thing, it said that if you owe less than, I don't know if he said 50K here, I think he said, it said if you're going to pay it within 180 days, you don't need to fill in a form. I find that hard to believe. I think he read it wrong.
Well, if he owes under $10,000, and can full pay in 120 days, he's going to beat the notice cycle anyway. All right? I mean, by the time they get around to issuing all the notices and collection statements and so on, he'd have the thing paid anyway.
Got it. Okay. Now, you said 90 days, though, right? Did you
say
90?
Under 10 grand, though. Yeah, 120. Well, 90 to 120 days. Listen, their notice cycle, it takes them about 3 months to issue that first notice, that CP-14 letter that says, hey, you shorted us. You owe X, you paid Y, here's the difference. It takes them at least 3 months to do that,
wow.
2 to 3 months to do that. And then it takes another 2 to 3 months to go to the next notice that says, hey, you haven't responded. So if you can pay them that fast, you're not going to have an enforcement situation that you're dealing with.
Yeah, he says he's paying them $2,000 a month on an eight grand bill. He should have it paid off. He said for the first $2,000, he should have it paid off in 3 or 4 months. So
he shouldn't
get all tight about it, right?
No, he's going to avoid all enforcement action. He's going to have this paid before it goes to enforcement.
That's hilarious. God. See, people, this is why you got to get a hold of guys like that. This is why you have to have experts on your side, because there are people right now that we used to call all puckered up because they can't, they're having a hard time paying their taxes, or now they're listening to us and they think they've sent in the wrong form or they didn't do the right thing. It's kind of like partially if you've sent in money, if you've sent in the form. Not the point. You've done your taxes. You've sent your taxes in, and you've sent in some kind of payment. You're not going to have the same problem of a guy that doesn't send his stuff in on time, doesn't send a payment, and won't open the envelopes, right?
Oh, there's no question about it, Joe. Absolutely. Yeah. As long as you're taking steps to stay on top of your situation, you are not going to face the kind of enforcement problems that people have with the IRS just issuing wage levies, bank levies, tax liens, and property seizures.
This is all so foreign. I mean, seriously, even though I've been with you for a couple of years, people will write me about conversations that we have, and it is still so mind-boggling. You said it earlier. What'd you say? It was like 4 million words in the tax code?
Yep, 4 million, yep.
It's just amazing.
Well,
all right, go ahead.
It's one thing to have 4 million words in the tax code. It's another thing to stir the pot every single year and change the rules.
My God. Yeah, no kidding. All right. And again, Dan, always appreciate your time with me. And then one last time here, tell people not just how to get a hold of you, but, some of the things that the services that you offer above and beyond the 15 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, Joe. So it's taxhelponline.com. Remember, you buy any book off the website at any price point, you get the 15-minute conversation with me. But we also have a coaching program, Joe. So if you've got a delinquent tax problem and you need some guidance getting through it, we have a coaching program that you can sign up for where you get unlimited phone consultation with me, where I walk you through your problem step by step. And then, of course, I represent people all across the United States. So if you've got a serious problem and you need counsel to represent you through a power of attorney arrangement, we have those services available as well. So all that's explained at taxhelponline.com.
Yeah, you are. You're in Wisconsin, right?
No, I'm in Minnesota, Joe.
Minnesota. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, you guys.
Minnesota.
and you were able to help me, and I know some other people that you're helping across the country. And again, people, you got to find people you can trust. You got to find people that are honest. I do not bring people on the show, as some of you know. I've brought people on, and you don't hear them a week later because I find out things that they do. And Dan's been around for a long time. I trust him. He's a good guy. And it's that time of year. You're coming up on the new tax year. This past tax year has gone by. If you have any issues at all, taxhelponline.com. All right, Dan, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Double Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about teen drug issues and the like. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.